You're listening to SBS News.
A chef is taking action in the federal court against the Rockpool Dining Group, alleging he was paid just $12 per hour while employed at the Rockpool restaurant in Melbourne. Rohit Kaki began working at the restaurant in 2012 and claims he was sometimes forced to sleep at work when rostered on for two consecutive shifts lasting 20 hours each.
Start 4 a.m., no break until 4 or 5, or sometimes I wouldn't even have a break. But when I had a double shift, I would try to take half an hour break. And so let's say if I finish 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the morning, then I take an hour break, start 5 o'clock and finish 1 a.m. And then my second shift, my second day, roster would start from 4 a.m. again. So there was not much window to go home. So basically, I just had to lie down somewhere and start again.
He says he felt under pressure because he was in Australia on a temporary visa and he wasn't aware of all of his workplace entitlements. His lawyer, Kamal Farouk from Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, says exploitation of migrant workers in the hospitality and retail sector is a common occurrence.
I think it's all too common in sectors like hospitality and retail. We've seen that in, for example, 7-Eleven. We've seen that across a range of hospitality employers. In the examination of the some of the case studies that we've looked at on the Rockpool Group, of the four, three of them were migrant workers, and they were, we think more likely to be exploited given their migrant status.
Mr. Farouk says his client is owed more than $200,000 in entitlements.
He's owed in excess of $200,000, we say, and we obviously are keen to get him a good result in the court case, and that's what we're aiming for.
In a statement, the Rockpool Dining Group says it's not appropriate to provide comment on a matter before the federal court, but it's rejected other allegations raised in the media this week, including a claim that Rockpool staff tampered with timesheets so that staff had no record of all the hours that they'd worked. Rockpool says there's no evidence to substantiate claims of the manipulation or destruction of data in order to intentionally underpay employees. It says it's being subjected to false and misleading allegations, including by people with limited knowledge of the relevant facts. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.